Thunder Bay. Local returning officers have hit the ground running after Chief Electoral Officer Greg Asensa signed the writs for Ontario's 43rd general election on Wednesday. "We're opening today, Wednesday, May the 4th, officially open to the public. This is a writ day. We can now begin to serve the electors," said Thunder Bay Superior North returning officer, Julio Gomes. The election will take place on June 2 and first-time voters and those who need to update their voter information can now register online through the Elections Ontario website. This year's election is also bringing some new technology to Ontario voters with the new ability for voters to view their voter information card, amend their information, and get notices and updates about their voting location virtually via their smartphones. Voters cannot vote through their smartphones, they still need to vote in person or by mail-in ballot. There are four ways to vote in the 2022 provincial election. Voters can request a mail-in ballot, they can vote at a returning office any time after Thursday, they can vote at the advance polls or they can vote on polling day. Elections Ontario is strongly urging voters to try and cast their ballots before Election Day, which can get busy, especially with COVID protocols in place. While this election will look a bit different during the COVID-19 pandemic, we are confident that we can deliver a safe and secure election for both voters and our staff. I encourage Ontarians to take advantage of the many voting options available to them and to choose the one that best meets their needs, said Greg Asensa, Chief Electoral Officer of Ontario. If you live in the Thunder Bay Superior North Riding, your returning office is located inside County Fair Mall, 1020 Dawson Road, through the doors facing Dawson Road. The other returning office in the city is for those voters in the Thunder Bay Atikokan Riding and can be found at the Agnew H. Johnston Public School, 145 Churchill Dr. W. If you need to find your riding, Elections Ontario has provided a handy riding lookup tool here. Voter information cards will be on their way starting May 13.